What do you call this?
This is The Vibe.
You've got The Vibe.
My favorite podcast.
It's the WCLT Vibe Podcast.
I'm Kelsey, and we are so excited to be joined today by Doug Marston, community volunteer leader with the American Red Cross. Doug, tell us what's going on in the world of the American Red Cross right now.
Well, the main reason I'm here today is to promote a giveaway that we have at our local blood collection center. Free Kings Island tickets for any donor. There currently is a nationwide blood shortage, and this is common every year this time. Graduations, reunions, vacations, schools are out, different camps and so forth. Our regular donors and our frequent donors have other things to go. It's called life. But we're in definite need of blood donations, and this is a way to kind of promote that.
Now, what is the best way for somebody to get involved? Can you walk us through the process of how easy blood donation can be?
There's one of three ways you can sign up for an appointment. Go to a website, redcrossblood.org, or you can call 1-800-RED-CROSS, 733-2767. Or for those a little better than me, you can download the Red Cross app and schedule an appointment at the blood center or at any of our local drives or anywhere as far as that goes in the state of Ohio. The process itself, there's a pre-application process, if you will, that goes through some basic questions, age, that type of thing, some travel questions, some medical history stuff, nothing real in-depth from the start to finish. Through the donation process, which includes they'll check your blood pressure, iron level, temperature, those type of things. We want to make sure you're a capable and healthy donor, obviously, for our recipients and for the donor themselves. The total process can be anywhere from a half hour to an hour. We've stepped up some of our technology in the fact that you can do a lot of the preliminary stuff before you even come in. Do the education part, which is just basically read about what's going to happen at the donation time, some of the do's and don'ts. There's very few of those. They ask some questions about current medications. You can get that stuff out of the way before you even show up to the donor center. So that can speed up the process, but anywhere from a half hour to an hour.
How often can somebody donate?
I believe it's every 56 days.
Is there different donation type of options?
Absolutely. There's the whole blood option. We are fortunate here in Licking County to have a dedicated site now. It's been up for about a year and a half. We can do platelets. We can do plasma. They have what they call super reds. I'm not totally sure what all that is, other than I know that it can be used and is direly needed. Some numbers. I'm a retired banker. Some numbers that I like to talk about is that only 3% of the population in the United States actually donates the blood supply that is needed by everybody. I would say that the number one recipient of our blood is going to be a cancer patient. So I would say 90% of us in this world know of someone, have a relative, a coworker, teammate, what have you, that's had cancer, been touched by it. Chemotherapy and the radiation treatments, it kills the bad cells, but also kills the good cells. And makes us more susceptible to infections, whatever the infection of the day happens to be, of the month, the year, whatever. So a blood transfusion is needed, is recommended. The blood donation stays here locally is the main thing, and it helps people within our community and the surrounding communities.
So obviously the main perk is being able to save a life, but what are the other perks of being a blood donor?
Well, you can be a little selfish. I can guarantee when you get done, you feel better about yourself. Physically, to be honest with you, every time I've given blood, I've felt better in the waning 2 or 3 days after the donation. And basically, it acts as a signal to our body, hey, for lack of a better thing, you're core low. We need to generate some good fluid to replenish your fluid. So it activates your body to create the needed fluids that we do need.
Is there anything special about your current promotion going on?
Yes, every donor has the opportunity, as long as they are still around. I think we have an ample supply of free tickets to Kings Island. So this is the time of year that everybody likes to go to Kings Island. Not everybody, but those who do go. This will be a way to reduce your cost by having a good time.
Now, if somebody is just, anti-needle, they're terrified of doing that, is there other volunteer opportunities?
Absolutely. We always need volunteers. Not only in the blood area, but also in disaster response, our training arm, that type of thing. We need people just to sit at the front desk of this center that we're talking about, or at any local drive to help greet people, get donors lined up, if you will. We always need people like that. Or on the disaster end, we respond to the house fires. You know, if someone needs to be moved or evacuated for a flood or a storm or what have you, we have responders for that. Of course, everybody knows about hurricanes. We just can't send someone down to a hurricane area or to respond to disasters. We train you. So if you're thinking about, hey, I wouldn't mind going down to help somebody in Florida for this hurricane, it's time now to get trained up, and we can send you down, and you can spend 2 weeks in Florida on us.
That's awesome. Now, I know you mentioned several different ways to be a volunteer, but what is a volunteer expected to contribute?
You can contribute as much or as little as you want or you're capable of. You don't have, if you say, I want to be a disaster response person, if you're not available, you're not available. If you know you're going to be out of town, you just mark yourself, hey, not available this week or this month. We have multiple opportunities for people to participate and to use their skills at whatever level they feel comfortable with.
Now, tell us about how you became to be community volunteer leader and, what it means to you to be part of the Red Cross.
Well, it started out some 20-some years ago as I was a board member, board chair. I stepped aside for a while. I retired from the bank. Like I joked with you before, I haven't learned to say no. I was asked to take on the smoke alarm project, so we install free smoke alarms for any homeowner in the United States that needs them. So I took over that program for our chapter, which is 13 counties, and then became the regional program lead for 47 counties, the southern part of Ohio, and it's expanded from then.
Do you love it?
Oh, it keeps me busy, keeps me active, and I like talking to people, so that's, and helping people out.
Do you have any specific stories or any experiences that you've had that really stick out throughout your experience?
That's a hard one. I mean, like I said, I spent most of my time with the smoke alarm program. And to recently, we did what they call a canvas event in New Lexington. We were in 20 homes down there. Of those 20 homes, 17 of them did not have a working smoke alarm. And in today's world, there's no excuse for that. Unfortunately, Ohio is one of the leaders in the country in a category we shouldn't be. We were number three in the country this last 12 months in fire fatalities, and there's no reason for it. Part of it is education. Part of it may be money. Most people think that if your alarm is hardwired or if you put a new battery in it and it goes beep, it works. That's only part of the equation. Actually, it's the smallest part of the equation. It just says, hey, that alarm works, but it doesn't say it's going to be activated. There's a chemical inside of an alarm that is only good for about 10 years. So it dies out. It has a chemical half-life, 8 to 12-year range. That alarm is no good, even if it is hardwired or if it has a new battery in it. So we replace them with self-contained units that have a 10-year battery in them. In 10 years, the Red Cross will send a reminder card out to that address, whoever's living there. Hey, it's time to replace it again, and we'll come out and do it again for free. And that's because of great sponsors that we have and our volunteer base that actually comes out and installs them.
Wow, that's fantastic. So where can people go to, maybe sign up for the smoke alarm program or to become a volunteer?
The easiest way is online or 1-800-RED-CROSS, and your phone call will be redirected. I can shoot you a flyer, the phone number, or the hotline for the smoke alarm program. There is one caveat. There's no qualifiers for the program as far as financial or what have you for the smoke alarms, other than our sponsors that has asked us not to subsidize rental incomes. It's state law in Ohio that all landlords must provide working smoke alarms and carbon monoxide detectors. That can be fined and even jailed if they do not comply. We don't go into apartment complexes. So other than that, anybody's fair game.
Good to know. Is there anything else you want to add about the American Red Cross or the need for blood donations right now?
Blood donations are really, really important. I mean, that's the main reason I'm here today, is asking for people to take a few minutes to think about it. As long as you're 17 years old, over 100 pounds, and fairly decent health, there's no reason why you can or shouldn't If you have questions of whether you're eligible or not, go to the website. There's frequently, ask questions in there. Call the number. Contact the local Red Cross, which is going to be me and or one of our staff at the center on 21st and Church. It's in the old Family Video location. There's a Marco's Pizza right next door to it. You can give blood and then go get a pizza afterwards. Across from the Speedway, Wilson Intermediate School. It's convenient to anyone in the county. You can get there easily.
You've got the vibe. Listen for New Vibe, available wherever you download podcasts.